This is the Cato Daily Podcast for Monday, July 7th, 2008. I'm Caleb Brown. In this weak economy, state budgeters are feeling the squeeze, but the panic over a lack of revenue is misplaced. So says Chris Edwards, Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute. He suggests that state budgeters shouldn't feel that they're any different than the average family that has to do some actual belt tightening in tough economic times.
Well, when the economy slows, both the federal and state and local governments, obviously their revenues slow to an extent. It's no big deal for the federal government because it can run large budget deficits. At the state level, just about every state is required legally to balance their budget every year. And so states properly are required to make trade-offs every year to balance their budget, and that's not a bad thing. Unfortunately, when the economy slows and state and local revenues stagnate a little bit, the mainstream media, the New York Times, the Washington Post, have these stories that make it sound like a horrible, bloody slaughter in the state government budgets, and they make it sound like it's a painful, slashing, terrible situation. Frankly, it's, you know, when the economy slows and families have to restrain their own budgets, it's not a bad thing that state and local governments have to restrain their budgets and tighten their belts a bit.
Now, in a world where state budget directors have to match spending with dollars, they can't run deficits, but they do borrow money year over year, right?
Well, that's right. I mean, state revenues, despite what some of the media says, state revenues aren't being cut or slashed. For example, while it's true that housing values are down across the country, and thus that would seem to impact local property tax revenues, there is sort of a delayed effect. So the latest data from the Bureau of Economic Analysis and Department of Commerce shows that property tax revenues are actually up 2% first quarter in 2008 over first quarter 2007. So revenues have slowed from the rapid pace of 8% and 9% during the boom from about 2004 through 2007. So growth has slowed, but you know, frankly, state and local governments are doing okay. And you know, these newspaper headlines, of course, always miss the fact that the states are governments are different entities than families who live in the states. Families who live in the states also have to tighten their belts during slowdowns.
How dependable, though, generally speaking, are the revenues of state governments?
Well, they're every bit as dependable as federal revenues. In fact, more, because the largest state tax is the sales tax. And the sales tax is a pretty consistent revenue generator for the state governments. And property tax revenues often do very well during recessions, such as the recession during 2000-2001. Housing values were rising, so actually local governments did very well through that recession.
What's the long-term issue for states spending? I know the debt is larger, the debt loads that states are carrying is larger than ever before.
That's right. The real crisis in state budgets is not these short-term corrections. It's the long-term high spending and high debt policies that most of the states have undertaken. For example, just this decade, total state bond debt has soared from $1.2 trillion to $2.2 trillion just in 8 years. That's a sharply different situation. And during the 1990s, the states were actually responsible and they reduced their debt burdens. But this decade's debt burdens are soaring. And states such as California are even issuing huge amounts of bonds just to cover short-term shortfalls in their budgets, which is a real budget no-no. And there's also a problem of unfunded obligations in the states. State governments have large underfunding problems in their pension plans, and they've promised all these retiree benefits, health benefits, to 16 million state and local workers. Often these have been completely unfunded. So to give you an example, a state worker might retire at, say, 55 years old, and he'll get full health coverage for 10 years before federal Medicare kicks in. That will all be paid for by state state taxpayers. And all these retiree costs for state workers who are baby boomers, and there's going to be a big chunk of that group retiring soon, all these costs have been generally completely uncovered. So there is going to be a big budget crunch down the road in the next few years as all these state and local workers start retiring and getting these pension health benefits that are unfunded.
Chris Edwards is Director of Tax Policy Studies at the Cato Institute and co-author of the forthcoming book, Global Flat Tax Revolution. Full event videos are available at cato.org.